Highbridge Audio presents The Time Fetch by Amy Herrick. Read by Lucy Christian. Original material copyright 2013, Amy Herrick. Published by arrangement with Algonquin Young Readers, an imprint of Algonquin Books of Chapel Hill, a division of Workman Publishing Company, Incorporated. Recording copyright 2013, Highbridge Company. The Fetch. First, there was the doorway. It appeared high up in the back of a midsummer night. Round as a hoop, the rim glowing faintly, it stayed open only long enough to allow the fetch to pass through. Then it was gone. The fetch itself was not made of anything you could hold in your hand, but was tiny and bright as a single ash blown out of a bonfire. It irritated and offended the darkness, and the darkness began to coat it in a smooth, pearly casing, the way an oyster does when a grain of sand gets into its shell. This hardly solved the problem, for as the thing grew bigger, it began to hum excitedly. In annoyance, the knight spat it out. It shot across the sky in a swift arc. Unless you knew what you were looking for, you would have mistaken it for a shooting star. Its pearly shell was translucent. Its insides shone out a bloody gold, the color of your hand when you hold a flashlight against it in a dark room. The humming grew louder. Inside the fetch, the queen and her foragers had begun to awaken. As they fell down from the cold glory of stars into the trembling air, the queen sang out invitingly. A hungry and half-cracked old owl heard the thing passing by.